You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican state lawmakers have introduced a handful of bills aimed at increasing affordable housing supply in Wisconsin. The legislation was announced in a press conference on Tuesday and includes proposals to allow more accessory dwelling units to be built, streamlining the process for creating new lots for housing subdivisions, and establishing a revolving loan program for first-time homebuyers. State Representative Robert Brooks of Saukville referenced homes built a generation ago.
We're talking about small ranch homes, bungalow homes, some of those homes built without garages or alleyways or detached garages. So that's what we're talking about, built on smaller lots, 1,500 square foot, 1,200 square foot.
Representative David Armstrong of Rice Lake.
We're not building those type of homes. In my area, a starter home is $400,000. That's not a starter home, right? That's not what my workforce can afford.
Wisconsin Realtors Association President and CEO Tom Larson said the average home price in Wisconsin is now about $340,000, and the average age of a first-time home buyer is 38.
Wisconsin's affordability is worse than any of our surrounding neighbors. It's worse than Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, and Iowa. The longer that we put off home ownership, it has impacts on our economy and our families.
Lawmakers say the bill package is not aimed at increasing subsidized housing, but increasing the amount of overall housing stock in the state. Any legislation that passes the Assembly this session would also need state Senate approval before going to the governor. The Senate has not been on the floor at all this month. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its August 2025 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, revealing that existing home sales increased by a modest 1.8% relative to August 2024. Meanwhile, the statewide median home price rose 5.3% to $338,000. Affordability was essentially unchanged, falling just 0.1% since August 2024, and the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate remained elevated from 6.50% in August 2024 to 6.59% in August 2025. A structure fire in the township of Mineral Point Wednesday afternoon required a response from multiple departments. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the fire around 2:10. Mineral Point Fire Department, Mineral Point EMS, Dodgeville Fire Department, and Cobb Fire Department initially responded to the scene. Mineral Point Fire Command pulled a mutual aid box alarm, and the following fire departments responded to the scene: Linden, Hollandale, Highland, Ridgeway, Barneveld, Arena, Spring Green, Belmont, Darlington, and Platteville. Law enforcement units from Iowa County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin State Patrol assisted at the scene. Alliant Energy also assisted at the scene. No injuries were reported. The Gays Mills Apple Festival will be held this weekend. The Apple Festival occurs on the final full weekend in September to coincide with the apple harvest. Events include a mini carnival, parade, vendor market featuring arts and crafts, a flea market, as well as a vast array of music, dancing, food, and festivities at Robb Park, the Community Commerce Building, the Log Cabin Village, the Area Orchards, the Crawford County Fairgrounds, and many other village locations. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections. Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduced them together at a press conference. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers at that press conference made it clear they don't agree on all these proposals, but they'll get a chance to talk about problems and potential changes when they go through the committee process. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Avoca Fire and EMS will host a festival this Saturday beginning at 11 at Avoca Lakeside Park. Melissa Salis is the Assistant Chief for the Avoca EMS and Safety Officer for the Avoca Fire Department.
This is our third annual event, and we really just wanted to get something back in the community, bring people together, do some family event, and then also, you know, we're really trying to raise money this year for something that our department, we feel, is a necessity, is a new UTV vehicle that we can, you know, go out in the woods and get patients out of the woods. We can, you know, put brush fires out and stuff.
There will be something for the whole family, including the youngest festival goers.
There'll be a obstacle course, a toddler bounce house, and then another regular size bounce house for the kids. And then it's also starting at 11, we have Kinchi pedal poles, and they're going to have ages 4 to 12. So each age group gets a first, second, third place trophy.
Car enthusiasts are also invited to bring their cars in.
The car show is starting at 11 o'clock, so 11 to 4. That's free. People can bring the cars in. There's trophies for the car show as well.
Renee Bergeron, an organizer of the event, also invites area fire departments to attend to participate in one of the featured events.
We're asking any local fire departments, you're all welcome to come, bring a team. The water fights will start at noon, and then after the adult water fights are done, we're going to be doing kids water fights for fun. For the adult water fights, there will be trophies, first through third place for the adults. For the kids water fights, all participating kids will receive a prize.
There will also be a UTV poker run from 11 to 5 with the drawing at 6:30. For more information, check out avocaems.com/festival. Today's forecast calls for sunny skies and a high near 79. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Imagine you were part of a hit TV show and the line from the show that fans quote when they see you involves yelling no, no in your face. That is what life has been like for former The Office showrunner Paul Lieberstein. The yelling is in reference to Lieberstein's character Toby, who returns to work much to the dismay of his adversary Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, who shouts no, no in Toby's face. It's worth a Google. The writer-actor recently spoke at the Paley Museum about its new exhibit for The Office. During his appearance, Lieberstein mentioned the new spinoff, The Paper. He is one of the writers on the new show and said he would be open to appearing on the show as an actor if it made sense. At the moment, Oscar Nunez, who played Oscar, is the only cast member from The Office on the paper. I've seen the pilot of the paper, and here's my advice. Bring back all The Office characters. In Nepo Baby news, Sawyer Spielberg, yes, relation, has signed on to play the lead in a new film called Once Upon a Time in Hell's Kitchen, according to Variety. The film is based on Colin Broderick's book of the same name. The young Spielberg most recently appeared in Materialists, opposite Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal. The 33-year-old actor is the son of director Steven Spielberg and actress Kate Capshaw and will also executive produce the project. For what it's worth, he is a well-trained actor, but I'm sure the last name has opened a few doors. It took a screwball comedy to bring the hilarious Rick Moranis out of retirement. The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids star has announced that he will be part of Spaceballs 2, where he will reprise his role as Dark Lord Helmet in the sequel to the 1987 original. According to Variety, Amazon MGM Studios has announced that production is underway, and the film should hit theaters in 2027. Better Spaceballs 2 for a comeback than another Honey, I Shrunk sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 58.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.